In our previous year, we began a discussion of the mitzvah tzedakah and how our Gemara taught us that the mitzvah tzedakah even applies to people who don't have panasa. But it's interesting to point out, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchot Tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Mem Ches, Sif Aleph, teaches us, Kodem Chayiv Litein Tzedakah, everybody's obligated to give Tzedakah, Afilu Oni HaMespanes Min HaTzedakah, even a poor person who himself is living off Tzedakah, Chayiv Litein Mimash Yitnu Loi, has to give Tzedakah from what he receives. Misha Nois and Pachs Masha Roy Litein, somebody who gives less than he ought to give, Bezdin Haikoifen Oisai, in the time that Bezdin was in power, Bezdin would force him, Umakan Oisai Makas Mardis, Achi Yitein Mashem Dua, until he gives what they assess him to give. Beyodin Lachas of the Fonav, Loichem Menu, Masha Roy Litein. They force him to give what he has to give. So the Shulchan Aruch is quite clear in saying that everybody's obligated to give tzedakah, even a poor person. But on the other hand, if we look in the Ramah in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Siman Reish Nun Aleph Sif Gimel, the Ramah says, Panosas Atzmai Kodemus L'chol Adam. A person taking care of himself comes before anyone else. Ve'en achayiv lo say tzedakah, and a person is not obligated to give tzedakah, at sheyiloi panasasai, until he, Baruch Hashem, has his own panasa. And then the remark continues, v'akach yagdim panasas over v'imai, imheimaniyim, if he should support his parents, if unfortunately they're poor person, they come before supporting one's parents, comes before supporting one's children, and supporting one's children, come before supporting siblings, siblings come before other relatives, and relatives come before his neighbors, V'shchein of Lan Shi'iroi, and his neighbors come before the people in the city. Van Shi'iroi Le'er Acheres, and the people of his city come before the people of another city. V'hu Adin, Imhay Shvuyim, Tzrich L'Pdais, and Pidyon Shvuyim always is also has a priority. But clearly, we see here somewhat of a stira. If one's family, if one doesn't have panasa, is he obligated to give Tzedakah or not? Shulchan Aruch clearly seems to say that he is obligated. The Ramah says that he isn't. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Mem Ches Sif Gimel explains as follows. He says the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra Daf Tes Amar Aleph teaches us, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Hamanu Aleinu Mitzvahs Losses alenu shlishes hashekel b'shana la'avoidas beis alokeinu. That there's a halacha that everybody has to give every year a minimum of shlishes hashekel for tzedakah. Says Darach HaShulchan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means in Siman Resh Mem Ches Sif Aleph. That everybody has to give that shlishes hashekel, even if, unfortunately, you're very poor. Then he says, there's another halacha. There's a halacha of ma'aser. There's a halacha of giving, obviously, more than that minimum amount. That is what the Ramah is referring to in Siman Reish Nun Aleph, that if somebody is, unfortunately, very poor, and he can't afford to give that, he can't, and he needs that for his own support, so that comes, supporting yourself comes first. Supporting yourself comes first. the Shach here in Siman Resh Mem Ches, however, is of the opinion that someone who is an Oni is completely absolved from giving tzedakah. The Taz, as I just said, seems to hold that he has to give that Shlishis HaShekel. And if you look in the Shach, the Shach seems to say that if unfortunately you have an Oni who doesn't have Panosa, he doesn't have to give the Shlishis HaShekel. And then the other thing the Shach seems to learn is that, let's say somebody, Baruch Hashem, has a job, but he doesn't have such a great job, he doesn't have the Masayim Zuz, it seems that he is not allowed, according to the Shach, to receive tzedakah. The Taz, on the other hand, as I just said, is of the opinion that the Shlishis HaShekel he has to give. And the question, the way I saw the Achronim explain this Machloikis, is that we find in many areas in Halacha, Dalakaisis, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, the Halacha, the Gemara, the Halacha teaches us that Tzorach Lachzor Al Psachim, that you have, if a person can't afford, doesn't have the means to fulfill the mitzvah, the halacha is tzorach lachzor al psachim, he has to go collect to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. And I saw that the way the Mefarshim want to explain this machlokes over here is really connected to that shaila of tzorach lachzor al psachim. Is the halacha of tzorach lachzor al psachim a halacha in all mitzvahs, that for every mitzvah there's a din, that if you can't afford yourself to do the mitzvah, tzorach lachzor al psachim, you have to go collect? Or is it only for mitzvahs that the halacha specifically tells us that tzorach lachzor al psachim? I did see that there are those that want to say, and it's very much based on our Gemara, that our Gemara teaches us that by giving tzedakah, you'll only do well. You won't lose out by giving tzedakah. And maybe that's what those that argue on the Shach mean to say. That even if they agree that there is no din of lachzor al psachim for mitzvahs where the halacha does not specifically say so, since our Gemara teaches us the importance of giving tzedakah, what our Gemara essentially is saying is that tzedakah is from those mitzvahs that there's never a dispensation to give. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tof Ayin Tes says, "V'amru Chazal Shafil Oni Hamisparnes Min Tzedakah, even an Oni who's living off tzedakah, Chayv Las Tzedakah Im Yimtza." The Chinuch says very interesting that even a person who's living off tzedakah has to give tzedakah. He seems to be saying there's a new way of looking at the halacha. If this person, there's somebody who's even in a worse situation than this Oni, then he should give tzedakah. But if there's somebody, if the people who are going to be receiving the tzedakah have as much as him or more, then he doesn't have to give the tzedakah. Interesting approach to this shaila. Another way I saw that the Mefarshim explained the opinion of the Shach is that the Shach's opinion is that if you have a person that's so bad off that he can't give stalker, that he, everything he has is only stalker, that everything that he has is only from what he's receiving from other people. So everything he's getting is just stalker, and that there's no mitzvah to give stalker from stalker. And therefore, the Shach says, what's the point of asking this person to give tzedakah if at the end of the day he's potter, if everything he has is from tzedakah? The question that does, however, comes up is, what about Maisa? Is an Ani, here we're saying that it seems the opinion besides the Shach, most say that the Ani is obligated to give tzedakah. Is he obligated to give Maiser? So the Shabina Rav, the Shalos Tshuvas, Doivev Mishorim, Chel Gimel, Simon Pei Dala, discusses the Shaila. And he wants to say that it really hinges on the Shaila, is the obligation to give Maiser, Ksofim, Achiv the Reis, Achiv the Rabbanon. And once he says that the Bach says, and that's the accepted halacha, that the chiyuv of giving maaser is only the rabbanon, so the halacha is that he doesn't have to give, that we could be lenient with an ani. Similarly, I saw in the Shas Tshuvas Kanabaisim Chel Gimel Simen Pei Beis, he says even if you have an individual who's not an ani, but the person is a bal chayv, he owes people money, so he doesn't have to give Meiser. He first has to pay off his chayvus. Even though I did see that Rav Ozna in the Shas Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei, says that if somebody is a bal chayv, he can't use his Meiser money to pay off his debts. But that's not what the Knei Boisim says. The Knei Boisim is talking about a person who's a Baal Chayv. So if the person, Nebuch, is a Baal Chayv, we can't tell him to have to give Maisa. First let him pay off his Chayvus. Rav Ozna is discussing an individual who has Maisa money put away. And now he wants to use that Maisa money for whatever purposes. So says Rav Ozna, he can't use his Maisa money to... He can't use his Maisa money to pay off his debts. The Paiskim also say that even though it seems to be that we're lenient, we're certainly lenient in an Ani's obligation to give Maisa, there is a discussion, we discussed this previously in our Shurim, that sometimes if somebody accepts upon himself to give Maisa from his earnings, he becomes like a neder. And once, as we discussed when we learned Masechta and the Nedarim, particularly Nidrei Tzedaka, are very difficult Nedarim to absolve oneself from. And once one accepted upon himself a neder of Maaser Tzedaka, there he can't walk away from that obligation. Rav Moshe, in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Yud Beis, discusses a situation where there was a chassan who received a dowry from his father-in-law, and he has that money in the bank, and that money is earning interest. Is he obligated to give maaser from that interest? He says that he is. Rav Chazanish, I saw, says the same, that if a Ben Torah receives money from his father, from his father-in-law, he should give Maiser. And if right now he's tight and he's not able to give Maiser, then he should write down how much the Maiser is, and when a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps, he'll use that money to give Maiser. On the other hand, I saw that Rav Moshe Sternbuch says that he heard from the Brisker Rav that an Ani who's being supported from tzedakah is not obligated in Meiser, and so too was the opinion of Rav Eliyoshev. I also saw that certainly if somebody who's an Ani is going to give Meiser from the tzedakah he receives, and by giving Meiser from the tzedakah he receives, all that will cause is that he has to take more tzedakah, so we have sort of defeated our purpose. Our purpose is that we shouldn't have to give tzedakah. He shouldn't have to live off tzedakah. If he's going to have to get more tzedakah to support the Meiser that he's giving, then of course he shouldn't have to give Meiser. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Sefer Chashukei Chemer here, has a discussion about a person who wants to give tzedakah, but his wife doesn't want him to give tzedakah. And the question that he discusses is, what should he do? He wants to give the tzedakah, but his wife his wife is sort of telling him not to give the tzedakah. What should he do? So he says, that the halacha is, as we quoted the Ramah at the beginning of our shir, chayecha kaidman, that one has to take care of himself first. And if the shalom bayis will be significantly affected if he doesn't give, if he gives the tzedakah, so that's like giving more than 20%. And the Gemara says, in many places, Hayivazbez Yoyis Mechaymish. The one is not obligated. Not only is one not obligated, one shouldn't give more than 20%. Causing one's Shalom Bayis to completely break down is giving more than 20%, and therefore he says one is not obligated to do so. But what he should do is, he should keep a cheshbon of how much tzedakah, according to his calculation, he owes, and then when hopefully he'll be able to convince his wife, as our Gemara teaches us, how great the mitzvah tzedakah is, he'll be able ultimately to give the tzedakah that he owes.